Jeff, we're talking about the release of Kinect Sports 2 and Kinect Sports 1, very popular with the launch of the Kinect when it came out last year. Now Kinect Sports 2 is out. Tell us a bit about what games are involved in Kinect Sports 2.
Yeah, you know, when Kinect Sports 1 came out, it ended up being the best-selling franchise on the platform, over 3 million copies to date. What's new with 2 is you have 6 new sports, so you have baseball, football, tennis, darts, skiing, and a lot of new innovation as well in Kinect in terms of being able to use voice controls and things of that nature, and a lot more intuitive features in terms of some of the things within each of the sports.
Now we're here at the launch, and you've got JP here and CB for the Jays and Damon Allen, Hall of Fame quarterback, and they were playing a few games. They played baseball, they played golf. They were getting really into it, which I think shows what the game has to offer, because they were these are two professional athletes. They were like super into the game.
Oh yeah, you know, Kinect Sports, it's all about like this fun, wholesome, really competitiveness as well, whether it's in your own family room over Xbox Live. The games are so natural and intuitive and just so easy to get into, and then the sports are just so accurate. It's just a great foundation for a fun, competitive game.
Now, I've had a chance to try it out at a few different events, whether it was at E3 or at the Xbox preview a few months ago. And a lot of the games are cool, but the one that I'm sort of taken by is football, where you can play by yourself or you can play with a buddy and you play as a quarterback and receiver. That's actually very cool.
Yeah, it's great. Like you can, you're the quarterback, you can call the plays, and then you can drop back and pass, and then you can play on the flip side of the defense and try and sack that quarterback.
Yeah, and I found that was the game. I know myself and Zach from our show, we got really into it at E3, and we lost, and he threw the blame on me, which I didn't think was very cool, because we all know it was his fault.
Yeah, myself, I've been finding, two of the ones that I've been playing the most have definitely been golf, because there's some cool things in there where you can use the voice controls to do a practice swing or to change your club. But then also darts. Darts is a great example of how precise they've been able to get the Kinect sensor in terms of trying to hit that triple 20. You definitely have to get that practice, but it is incredible how precise the technology has become.
And I think what these games too, especially with the golf and the football and the darts, like you said, is it's making the atmosphere at home a little bit more competitive, where you start to talk some smack between your family and your friends, and a lot of people are throwing down with this game.
Yeah, you can talk smack. There's a cool new challenge mode that even if you don't have enough people in your house to play, and some of your friends aren't online, you can lay down a challenge. You can try and hit the most home runs, and when your friend comes online who issued that challenge to, he can try and beat you. It's super fun, and this is what Kinect and Kinect Sports has been all about, and so I can't wait for people to kind of get this home, get off the couch, and have some fun with some of their favorite sports.
All right, it's Kinect Sports 2, and it's now available in stores. Thanks, Jeff.
Cool. Thank you.